Hi, my name is Haley. I'm with Carmen from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I have a few questions for you about the Holcomb Road movie that just premiered October 12th at the Mommy Indoor Theater.
Okay, fire away.
What is the legend of Holcomb Road?
Well, to my knowledge, there are actually a few different stories. The one I'm most familiar with, there was a bus filled with young children, and the bus driver of said bus, I believe he had turned around to look at the kids and at one point lost control of his car. The car hit a tree and had caught fire, and so everyone on board the bus, including the bus driver, had died. Since then, people have claimed that Holcomb Road is haunted, and when people go down Holcomb Road, specifically at night, people will see headlights of the bus coming towards them, and there won't be anything there. Some people also say that they see on the tree that the bus supposedly hit, the bus driver's face is in the tree. I haven't been down there in a long time, and I honestly don't recommend it because it, not only is it kind of scary, I haven't been there since I was probably a kid, but it's also trespassing, so I wouldn't go there.
Okay.
The stories, however, are very neat.
Could anyone at any age go to see the movie?
They can. It is open for all ages, but it is an unrated movie, and it is a horror movie, so parents are advised not to take younger children because there is some mild language, there is violence, and again, it's a horror movie, so.
Are there any showings in the Bowling Green area that you know of?
Yes, actually, there's going to be one on October 19th at 10 p.m. at the Clazelle. We being the Convention and Visitors Bureau, are partnering with Firefly Nights to bring the Legend of Holcomb Road to Bowling Green for a one-night event.
So how did you get yourself involved with the movie Holcomb Road?
So what had happened, I was keeping my eye on it from that original call for the actors. So I kind of knew it was going to premiere in the Mommy Indoor Theater. From there, I was just kind of keeping my eye on it. I didn't really think much of it after that, other than I knew that I wanted to go and see it. So the Convention and Visitors Bureau at one point was discussing having a possible Halloween event, but unfortunately we didn't have enough time to plan it. So during that event, I reached out to the Clazelle and I reached out to the director of the movie. He's a really, really nice guy. As I was coordinating this, I got to talk to him. He's a local director. He is actually the owner of Capture One Studios. Really, really neat company to look into. For lack of a better word, I guess I didn't want these contacts to go to waste. So I just kind of kept on it. I was talking to the executive director, Wendy Chambers, about this, and everything just kind of all came together to premiere it in Bowling Green with Firefly Nights.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you would like to mention that I didn't quite get to?
Just would like to reiterate that if you wanted to go and see the Holcomb Road movie, there is, if you can't make it out to BG, there are some showings in Fostoria, and those are the other two places right now that I personally know of that you can go and see this movie. Otherwise, if you want to go and see it in BG, again, it's at the Clazelle, 10 p.m. October 19th. Half of the proceeds go towards Firefly Nights. And if you're there earlier, definitely check out Firefly Nights. It's going to be a really cool fall event that everything kind of ties into. I'm really excited about it.
Me too. Well, thank you so much for meeting with me and letting me interview you.
Awesome. Thank you.